Hey, Beverly?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave. I live just down the street over on Randall. Yeah, just like right in front of your house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a problem. Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
Thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. We're beaming microwaves at your house. And is
I beg your pardon?
We're beaming microwave energy beams at your house. And I forgot, we can't get it to turn off. Like, there's so much energy going into it now, we just can't shut it off.
So what do I have to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you know, in case you noticed anything weird.
Boy, I sure don't understand that.
Well, the water in your toilet bowl might start boiling. Let her know that.
Yeah, the water in your toilet bowl could start boiling, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and... microwave energy beams.
What would cause that?
The microwave energy beams we have focused directly at your front door right now. Don't use the front door. Go out the back door or the garage.
Don't touch the door handle, tell her.
Yeah, don't touch the... Have you ever seen Home Alone where Kevin puts the red hot thing on the doorknob and the burglar grabs it and for some reason he doesn't let go. He just sits there with his hand on the doorknob and for like 5 minutes. Don't do that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying it's... It's not going to be like that, okay? No, don't. I'm not saying it's going to be like that.
Well, how did you find out?
Well, because it's an experiment we're doing in our garage, and we pointed the microwave beam directly at your door.
Well, why is it?
Try pulling the plug, tell her.
When we pull the plug, it doesn't turn off. It's like running on its own energy now.
Actually.
So what happens now?
We got to figure out how to shut it off.
Any popcorn you have, tell her.
Oh,
it's
crap.
Pop it.
Yeah, your kitchen, it isn't in line of sight from Randall Street from the front door, is it? Because if you have microwave popcorn in there, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, my God.
Where's your kitchen? Is it to the left or to the right? Which way? Ma'am?
Yes?
Where's your kitchen at?
Oh, my kitchen's right in the front.
Oh, crap.
By the front door.
Oh, fuck. No. Fuck.
Don't drink the water. Your water is going to start boiling pretty soon. All the water. Do you have a fish tank in your house?
Do you have pets?
A what?
Do you have a fish tank in your house?
No.
Okay,
oh, thank
good,
God.
Good. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Put the pets out in the backyard.
What do you have, a dog or a cat?
I have two cats, and they don't ever go outside.
Well, can you check the cats and make sure they're still alive because they might already be dead?
Okay, but before you do that, let me tell you this. The microwave beams are known to make ghosts visible.
To make what?
You might see ghosts in your house because microwave beams are...
Oh, come on.
...known to make ghosts visible.
I just don't understand this at all.
Go check on your cats. Hurry.
We didn't know that it would not turn off. We should have experimented longer before we tried this. To beam it right at your house like this. That was dumb of us.
My cat's right here beside me. She's okay.
Are they soft?
Are they what?
Soft and cute.
Soft?
Yeah. Are they cute? Yeah.
Are they stupid?
Oh, come on.
Are they stupid fucking piece of shit cats?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What color is cat number one?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Does it have some yarn to play with, madam?
Can you put your hand in the toilet and see how hot the water is?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where in the world did you get my phone number?
We're neighbors.
National book.
I called you, like last year because we were getting your mail by accident. Can you make a tinfoil hat for your kitty?
No.
Two hats.
It'll make it safe.
One for each. Put your hand in the toilet and splash it around.
Please don't look at your cat straight in the eye. They may actually have radiation poisoning.
Radiation rabies.
Well, you better hurry up and get that fixed because I'm hanging up.
Your cats are going to go crazy. They're going to see ghosts now.
We don't know what to do.